The news show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support the news show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hello, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. It is May 7th, 2019. All the best technology news has been happening over the past 24 hours, coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Looks like big things are coming for Apple. Maybe. That is if you're really into software. Now, we all know WWDC is coming up on the 3rd of June, and it looks like we're getting a buttload of big old software updates, including iOS in its dark mode state, and maybe even some iPad apps on the Mac. This is all according to a new report coming over there from those folks at Bloomberg. And in actual fact, this is just a taste of what we're going to be getting to see. Apparently, the company has a lot planned. I certainly hope so. Other things we're hearing about is a revamped Health and Reminders app and an updated version of Maps as well. All in all, we're less than a month away to see how big this announcement's really going to be. Don't disappoint us, Tim. Hey, speaking of announcements, Microsoft had their annual developer conference yesterday, and one of the biggest things come out of there was Fluid Framework. What the hell is Fluid Framework? Well, it has nothing to do with anything that's fluid like water. Framework is basically a new web-based platform to allow teams to work on a free-flowing canvas. This will basically enable content from the web or productivity apps to be deconstructed and reconstructed in modular components so people can more easily create together. Now, if you're a developer, yeah, you're thinking, woohoo, just sounds fun. If you're a basic consumer out there going, what? Now, the Fluid Framework is actually expected to be available to developers later this year. Now, as far as the consumer side goes, yeah, most of us that are out there going, okay. Microsoft's saying they expect to deliver the first Microsoft 365 experiences that's actually powered by Fluid later this year. And finally, oh, rubber ducky, you're the one. You make Wi-Fi so much fun. Yeah, I know, completely lost my mind now and went down the Sesame Street route. But don't worry, it's all for good intentions. Why? Because I'm talking about Project OWL, as in O-W-L. For those of you not aware what Project OWL is, well, it's a rubber duck-based emergency Wi-Fi network. And just in case you didn't hear me correctly because it sounds a little far-fetched, I'll say it again, an emergency Wi-Fi network that's powered by rubber ducks. What it is it uses dozens of devices based on rubber ducks. Yes, those ones we played with when we were children in the bathtub. And it creates a cluster duck. Yes, I said cluster duck. Do not replace D with an F. It basically makes a mesh network that people can connect to with their devices during emergency cases, such as typhoons or hurricanes. People within this cluster duck will be able to receive notifications on their devices with instructions on how to connect to their cloud-based Papa Duck, basically giving them a connection to the outside world, and especially if they're in dire need of help. The ultimate goal is to provide an effective and simple to deploy method for maintaining communications, no matter the type of natural disaster. See, don't you just love the progress of technology? I just want to know who had the idea of sticking a transmitter in that rubber ducky's butt. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our official website for everything that's happening at the British Tech Network. Go check it out yourself today. Check us out on Facebook too, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And join our BTN community at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way on Thursday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next couple of days. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Tuesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.